So just before everybody run for the drink, so I'm just going to present some recent research we have done with my students and also with the professor from Gdańsk. And what I'm going to do is what I'm going to present is some general treatment I recommend for a single observer, and also I will also present some results for the recommend of a pair of observers. And for a single observer, I'm going to derive some general result to the second order, so we can see more things. Because for the high precision measurements, we all use the pulse select stage very close to be orthogonal to the pre-select stage. So in that region, the original formalism falls down, and we need to treat high orders in terms of the interaction strength. And I also give some discussion about the singular tolerance rate, and then I'll present some results for the orthogonal case when the initial state and the post-select state are exactly orthogonal. And then for the pair of observers, when we do the weak measurement, and I will give a general framework result and also some particular optical setup, and that's actually the motivation. And then we discuss the singular tolerance rate and the singular amplification effect. So, for a weak measurement of single observable, we know that weak measurement has been proposed in 1988 and can be used to understand the counterintuitive quantum phenomena and the resolve paradoxes and treat fundamental questions. And it has also been used to perform high precision measurements. And there are many high-precision measurements and proposals already proposed. And if your work is not listed here, please forgive me because it's I cannot. There are too many. And so, for just a brief overview, a weak measurement of a single observer A of some particular quantum system typically includes a pre-selection and a weak interaction. And by here, G denotes the interaction strength of the interaction strength. So G should be small, and I will say how it should be small by a weak. And then a post selection afterwards. So, and then after the post selection, we can do some readings of the point readings. Or the pointer, we also call the measuring device. So the device, we can do measure the, we can read the average shift of the point position or the average shift of the point momentum. And there are some particular where there are some particular effect which is proportional to the real part of the weak variable or the imaginary part of the weak variable. And for particular initial states such as the Gaussian, this term disappear. So we have the following form, and this could be amplified compared with when there's no post selection in the weak measurement. Because without the post selection in the weak measurement, what we get is the average shift of the point position is actually proportional to this amount. And you, when you compare with these two terms, you know that this is actually the average expectation value of A in the initial state of the system, and which lies inside the eigenspectral of the observer. But on the other hand, for the weak variable, because the weak variable has the form that it has in the denominator, it has a overlap between the initial state and the final state. So when the initial state and the final state are chosen to be close to orthogonal, then you will have a very large weak variable, both for the real part and the imaginary part, if possible. So then you have a large amplification effect when the initial and the final states are actually going to be orthogonal, very close to be orthogonal. And that's exactly the situation when most of the high precision experiments and proposals what we can measure typically have. And then And for particular fixed interaction strength G, and the weak variable could be, just as I said, can be made arbitrarily large when you choose the initial the final state to be close to be orthogonal. And my question is, can the singular or the point readings we just talked about be also arbitrarily large by a suitable choice of the initial and the final state? And the question is no, and I'll just answer this when it's the right time. And so now I'm going to present some general arguments. And first, when weak measurement was first proposed, there's a weak weak measurement condition, which says that the initial state and the final state and also the weak interaction coefficients should satisfy this condition. So the first order approximation will be good. And but this condition involves the initial state and final state as well. And now we proposed a weak interaction condition instead of weak measurement condition, which just depend on the weak the weak interaction coefficients and also the initial point state, where the delta p is the average is the standard deviation of the point momentum in the initial state. And this, in for simplicity, we also sort of absorbed the dimensionality into G from A to G. So later on, we just use the simple one. And then we also extended the original weak variables to this form for general pre-selected state, which is could be any mixed state for the system, no S, and for general post-selection, which is a projection into any subspace which of any dimension. So for this general case, we can give a natural expansion of the weak variables. And of course, this will go to the original definition for weak variables for pure pre- and post-selection. And then for the convenience, we also define high-order weak variables in this form, for when the initial state and the post-selection are not exactly orthogonal for anyone. Okay, and then we present the, then we can discuss the general result when we can keep to any orders of G if we want. And I will not do, I will not go that formula here, but I just keep to the second order of G. And we found that the average shift of the point position and the average shift of the point momentum actually given by these two formulas. And compared with the first order result, we actually have a second order in the denominator. And this this term is actually very important, because when we say that even though the interaction satisfies the weak interaction condition, we have this term is small, but this term can still be very large when you make the initial and the final state more and more close to be orthogonal. And as a result, we can plug some for the Stanley-Gellner type of weak measurement, when you make the initial and the final state close and close to be orthogonal, you find that the average shift of the pointer position is actually first going up and then reach a max point and then start goes down. And when this is the point when the initial and the final state are actually exact orthogonal. So there is a maximum point from this data. There's a maximum point of there's a maximum point shift for this case. And of course, this is just to keep to the second order, but then we also do the analytical derivation. We keep to any order. We just don't give any approximation. And we found that in the limit of weak interaction condition, we found that the maximum shift of the pointer position is actually the standard deviation of the pointer position in the initial state. And the maximum point momentum is actually the maximum point shift of the momentum is actually the standard deviation of the point momentum is the initial state. So then we cannot increase the singular arbitrarily if we just by the means of taking the initial state and the final state close and close to be orthogonal. So that's the that's one of the main results I'm going to present. So this is what I just said. And then we move to the singular tolerance rate. And the singular tolerance rate, as in the especially the proposals for experiments, there's argument that the singular tolerance rate can be improved when we consider the practical cases, because for practical cases there is always some technological limitations, such as the detector has a dead time and a saturation limits or such that, then in some cases that we don't take into account the post selection, the decrease of the probability in the post selection, because then we can find that the single tolerance rate can be sort of amplified very much. But then we show that if we take into account the probability decrease in the successful post selection, then what we have is that the singular tolerance rate can never be effectively improved. And I'm not going into the details because but this is just to give you some picture what I just mean. So if we don't take account of the decrease in the success probability in post selection, then the singular tolerance rate can be amplified. In our in this case, we modify like this can be amplified about 50 times or so with suitable choice of interaction strength and pre and post selection. But if we take into account the post selection, the decrease in the probability, then what we have is we can never reach one. We can never reach one. And so that's the other point I'm going to stress, which means that for when we take the weak measurement of a single observable, we find that the singular tolerance rate can never actually be effectively amplified if we take into account the decrease of the probability for post selection. And for the orthogonal case, when the initial state and the post selection are actually exactly orthogonal, so in this case, of course, the original formulas are totally false, and even the weak variables are not defined. So in this case, we can sort of define some similar orthogonal weak variables, which are defined like this. Remember, in the original weak variable definition, we don't have A in the denominator, and this is also just to the first order. So in this case, we can define the orthogonal weak variable. And surprisingly, if we define this orthogonal weak variable like this, then we can also get a similar result as before, which is that the average shift of the point position and the momentum are given by this form. But also another form is when we do this for the orthogonal case, and we find that the standard deviation of the point position and the momentum are actually enlarged by a square root of 3, which is not in the not for the orthogonal case. And this is give you some feature. This is the black one is the original wave function of the point state in the Q space, which is we choose as a Gaussian. So, and the red one, the dashed red one, is the wave function, the probability distribution for the wave function after the post selection in the orthogonal cases. And the blue, this is the green, the green one with double peaks are actually for the orthogonal cases. So you see the standard deviation are sort of enlarged because this has two double peaks, and also, okay. So this is main result for the case when we discuss the weak measurement of a single observable. And also, I'm going to now move to the discussion of weak measurement of pair of observables. And the motivation is the following, because the parameter down conversion seems to be a good candidate when we do the weak measurement. And since the coupling can be, coupling is weak, and on the other hand, it can be controlled by the strength of the pop beam. And however, for this particular Hamiltonian, it has this form, and have for the two beams has this form, and which is not in the standard form we just talked about. So, no. But the good thing is, if we defy two other pairs of observables for both the system beam and the device beam, and we found that the Hamiltonian can be written in this form. And this is just two, well, each of these terms we have already discussed before. So, in this, but the other good thing is that this can be, all these observables can be redefined up to a phase, and we can change this phase arbitrarily, and so we can sort of give lots of pairs of observables to be measured. And then we discuss. We also give the general result for this case, and we find for the initial. Okay, so I just move all this away, and then we give. We have some discussion. Give a direct experimental proposal, which is like this. This is the sister beam, and this is the device beam, and this is a nonlinear crystal. And so when this coherence comes in here, and it can encode a beam splitter which is slightly unbalanced by epsilon, such that when afterwards the two states come outwards is given by this form, is slightly unbalanced by epsilon. So, and then the post-selection is actually when we observed a photon in the dark point. In the dark point, when we observe a photon in the dark point, then this is the post-selection. And by this means, and of course, the for these two beams, we do the homodiode detection. And by this method, we can calculate the weak values for this case, and we also do calculate the singular amplification and the singular to noise rate. And we found that. Okay. So the singular is amplified by a factor of this. So when we make the alpha and epsilon to be small, then the factor can be very large. And the singular to noise rate can be amplified by approximately 1 of alpha squared. So when we make alpha to be small, then the singular to noise rate can also be amplified. So, but in this term, we don't consider any, we actually take into account of the post-selection probability. So this is very different from the single Hamiltonian case. And the proposal experimental proposal here is feasible as the parameter down conversion to development. And also this gives a direct measurement of a pair of complementary observables. And this also suggests that the singular noise rate can be actually amplified even we take into account the decrease in the post selection, the probability decrease in the post selection. So this is my main result. And general formalism, please refer to this reference. And for the a pair of observables, please refer to this one. And we actually also have a comprehensive discussion about the signal to noise rate, which I think will come out today. Okay. Thank you for your attention. Thanks.